Hello, and welcome to the Treehouse Letter, where we are always learning with a bit of fun. This is Milan Chatton, your host and producer. Today's podcast is D's Nuts. One secret of life is that the reason life works at all is that not everyone in your tribe is nuts on the same day. Anne Lamott. I was organizing the pantry shelf where I keep the nuts and baking supplies. It's a sad and messy corner of misfit morsels and add-ins. The photo is taken after the purge, which you can visit online. Farewell open bags, rock hard brown sugar, and expired bits. Far from Pinterest worthy, this small step towards order and away from chaos gives me comfort. Oh, the little things. Nuts and nonsense are items of interest in the treehouse, where I write on everything that matters and just as much that doesn't. I was curious about the modifiers on the labels. On August 18, 1981, the U.S. Department of Agriculture published standards for grades of mixed nuts in the shell, which include 1. U.S. Extra Fancy, 2. U.S. Fancy, 3. U.S. Commercial or U.S. Select. Now, the definition for fancy as an adjective, of particular excellence or highest grade, seems to fit well. This is from Merriam-Webster. But these grades describe nuts in the shell. Now, readers of a certain age and listeners of a certain age may remember the party bowl of nuts with metal cracker, not far from the glass ashtray. If you don't, check out the eggnog scene with Cousin Eddie in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's a modern classic with moose cups for eggnog and tinsel strands on the tree. Now, peanuts are not technically a nut, but a legume, like a bean. They are the cheapest nut in comparison to tree nuts. So I put a pricing chart together, and that's on my site. And I'll just go through them quickly. Of the tree nuts, shelled and raw, the price per pound, which is discounted for larger orders from low to high. Walnuts, $4.33. Almonds, $5.13. Hazelnuts or filberts, $7.13. Cashews, $7.75. Brazil nuts, $9.97. Pecan halves, $11.73. Macadamia nuts, halves and pieces, $14.03. And ground nuts, shelled and raw, which are the cheapest nut or legume, is peanuts, $3.08. And the source for that is anuts.com, recent pricing. So what about modern nut mixes like my Kirkland kernels? The extra fancy mixed nuts has tree nuts only, written in large font on the label. Cashews, almonds, pecans, Brazil nuts, macadamia nuts. They are listed in order of weight. No peanuts or filberts. Now on pricing, the 2.5 pound Kirkland or Costco package is a steal at $15.99, averaging $6.40 per pound of mixed nuts, with the lowest priced nut, which is the cashew, going at $7.75 per pound. And the nuts are sourced from farmers in California and Turkey based on quality. Now, filbert is a hazelnut. The name conjures up an image of an elderly man in slippers on the sofa, surrounded by the sweet smell of pipe tobacco as he snacks on nuts and dispenses advice. Speaking of filberts, Andy Rooney decided to put to good use some extra time he had for a 60-minute show on mixed nuts in 1997 during the holidays. And this morning, I listened to a podcast on mixed nuts. Turns out the standards for identity, weight, and composition were an issue. Packing a mix with cheaper nuts such as peanuts and, say, only a few of the expensive nuts may be more than nonsense to discerning customers. profit and greed figure into the history of mixed nuts. In the U.S. versus 25 bags of nuts case, U.S. versus 25 bags of nuts case, I kid you not, in 1913, U.S. attorney for the Northern District of West Virginia, acting upon a report from the Secretary of Agriculture, filed a libel suit for the seizure and condemnation of 25 bags of nuts, charging adulteration and misbranding of fancy mixed nuts in violation of the Food and Drugs Act. Just hullabaloo? Not true. First a court case, then Consumer Reports study in the 60s, then Andy Rooney's 60-minute show in 1997, and a 2020 pandemic podcast, all on mixed nuts. Not so fast. What is the current state, then, of mixed nuts? To label a product as mixed nuts, it must meet standards of identity and weight and number. This amounts to a lot of fine print and compliance over the years going back to the 60s and 70s. Quote, first of all, mixed nuts have to have at least four different nut varieties, and each variety must be more than 2% of the total weight, but not more than 80% of the total weight, unquote. So companies have to disclose certain percentages, and extensive guidelines exist for packaging labels and the threshold of allowable amounts of rancid nuts and insect-infested nuts, to name a couple. And that is a quote from the Under Understood podcast, October 20th, 2020, which I encourage you to listen to. Very, very good research on the history of mixed nuts. If companies are going to top out mixes with peanuts, they must state so on the label. I have nothing against the humble peanut. In fact, I've developed a taste for Virginia peanuts. The word shelled, as it turns out, is a contronym. C-O-N-T-R-O-N-Y-M, contronym. It's a single word which means one thing and the opposite. An example is buckle, which means to connect and to collapse. In this case, if shelled nuts have been taken out of the shell, what then does one call something in its shell? So shelled means to have a shell and to not have a shell. Various shelled tortoise species or shelled animals are examples of having a shell versus shelled nuts, which means nuts that have been shelled. And here's the kernel of truth, the nut you've been waiting for. The surprise of all this nutty business was learning about a new film in production, one the producer describes as a reunion of the cast from the iconic holiday movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And there you have it, from shelf to nuts. Please visit treehouseletter.com if you want to see some of the photos, the chart, as well as get a link to learn more about the film. As always, thank you for listening. And if you like this podcast show, make sure to hit the follow button and give me a rating. Thank you and have a great day.